In 7 weeks, the United States joins world government. I've taken copious notes, investigated it. I've got calls into my good friend Pat Wood because this crosses over into his territories with technocracy. We're going to have a lot more on this, but I've got a superficial outline that is pretty involved. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. Unless, of course, you've been coming here every day and you've come here every day and you know this is the natural progression of where they're going. And I will tell you this, is a death sentence for Donald Trump. It's probably a death sentence for most Americans. I'm going to break down the major components. I will do follow-ups over the next several days, but in 7 weeks, the world's nations in New York will vote on world government. And we have some of the details right here on the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And what I'm telling you right here, you better get the heck out of the system immediately. Now, what that means is get your retirement out, back it up with gold or silver. And Noble Gold is fantastic because they'll actually give you a gift for doing this, a 1 ounce Donald Trump silver coin. They're also going to protect your retirement so it can never be touched. You'll own it. Backed by precious metals, better than the dollar and better than the electronic digital currency that's coming in. Yeah, that's coming. So, what are we looking at? Saving your bank account, saving your retirement. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 6.5 years. So, I can say this warning with all, well, I can say this warning without hesitation for my continued participation with Noble Gold. Investments carry a risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. They should be telling you world government and these banks can steal your money. Dodd-Frank 2010, and your nation's laws are about ready to mean nothing anyway. You are, I'll say this, is the most important presentation I've ever made. That it's funny that Noble Gold would be up for advertising because this is where you need to go to get financial independence. You can be outside the system, parallel economy, because digital can't control this. So what do? You go to DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll rush you out a free information packet. Or knowing that we have a deadline of national sovereignty of about 7 weeks, well, you can call Noble Gold right away. 877 646-5347, 877-646-5347. This is the most important broadcast I've ever done. The parties that are quoted for what's coming with this conference called Summit of the Future, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Open Society, George Soros, and of course, the Club of Rome, kind of the granddaddy of all international, let's have a world government organization. September 22nd, September 23rd, the Summit of the Future. And by October, they want to be implementing what they call our common agenda. Now, let me step aside just for a second. We're coming up on a presidential election, assuming it can't be stolen, assuming they don't stop it. It won't mean anything if we sign on to this. It won't mean anything. This is the most disturbing thing I have ever seen, and it's so well organized. And it contains a lot of the elements that I and others, many of my colleagues, have been telling you for a few years now in detail. And this is 1984 on steroids. Summit of the Future, Our Common Agenda. It's basically referred to as a global digital compact. And I think probably your minds are going to places I know they're going to. They call this Global Digital Compact or GDC. We'll be hearing that a lot, GDC. Sustainable Developmental Goals, SDGs, are coming in under the Sustainable Agreements. Yeah, that's right, Agenda 2030. Let me run through an outline. And this is just the first brush. We're going to have a lot more information as we go. It was too voluminous for me to simply do this in one fell swoop. And I'm not sure I understand all of what's coming. Here we go. No cars, no guns. In fact, I've actually read things supplemental to this, not in the actual agreements. You have a gun, they can execute you, not just put you in prison. Food rationing. Medicine rationing. We knew that was coming. I've talked about this before with the WHO pandemic treaty that they backed off of. And this is why they backed off. They're going to wait for this to come in. And then the World Health Organization is going to come in under this umbrella with their nonsense. This is what they've been waiting for. We thought we won a victory. I said then we did not win a victory. I said they will be back. And now I know why they'll be back. They'll be back under this umbrella of this 190 nation agreement that they're all going to sign, including the United States, where they sign away their national sovereignty to become part of world government. Okay, let me continue. Not only are they having medicine rationing, they're going to control lifespan, people, is what I'm telling you. Do you remember what I've said about 15-minute cities, which is part of this? Do you remember when I said that they have no provisions for the elderly or the handicapped? It's because they're going to get rid of them. These people are Fabian socialists, and I've been saying this, and there's so many ways to look at this and know that I'm right. They're going to determine how long you live. It reminds me of the 1970s movie Logan's Run. Some of you will be old enough to remember this, but in that movie, there was overpopulation in this geodesic dome that was constructed to protect against radiation from a nuclear war, and they couldn't house that many people. So when you got to be 30, they killed you. That's what this is going to be. Continuing, no travel, no currency. You'll have CBDC only. That's why I'm telling you, gold and silver, bartering, black market. They won't be able to control totally trading and bartering, although they want to move towards digitization of everything to try to prevent that. But they still won't be able to control gold and silver. No meat, no dairy. We've heard that quite a bit now. See, this is all coming together, isn't it? No private property. In fact, the way they're going to get you off private property is they're saying by the end of 2025, they want net zero. I thought it was 2030, but they're saying now 2025. And what this means is if you can't mitigate your home to be completely carbon neutral, that's impossible. If you're cooking, if you turn on the heat, if you turn on the air, you are not going to be carbon neutral under any circumstance. And probably just human beings breathing within your structure, you're not going to be carbon neutral. And so this calls for home mitigation or confiscation. It's the elimination of private property as we know it. What are your two biggest private properties that you own? Your car and your home. There will be international taxes. This is the hallmark of world government. When an international body can levy taxes on the world, this is world government. You can have all the laws or no laws at all, but if you have financial control over people, you control them effectively by government. And we know this too, our imperialistic ways. The United States has always controlled governments by controlling economic issues. This is what they're going to do to us. No hate speech. Hate speech, particularly designed to prevent criticism of the existing world order. So, people like me, bye bye, Dave. Bye bye, you. And you're thinking, well, I'll just be good going forward. Do you think that people like this are going to respect what we call ex post facto laws, meaning you can't make illegal something on Tuesday that you did on Monday and get punished for it? Of course, they're going to go backwards in time. They've already constructed their list. All of you have a score from the NSA, 16 scales, and you have an aggregate score. We don't know a lot about it. We just know it exists from whistleblowers, but there's a line drawn somewhere. The people above the line get to live. The people below the line, we have to do away with them. They're going to adopt something they call the Declaration of Planetary Emergency. And this is from the World Health Organization, which is going to be part of this schema. And what they're talking about here is they're going to go into lockdowns while they implement their control. I told you COVID was a beta test. If you followed me for any length of time, going back to COVID, I said, first of all, don't obey them. Disobey these people. And I said, because this is a dangerous beta test for future imprisonment while they lock us down and control us and strip us of everything that we own. Well, looks like I was right. Declaration of planetary emergency with lockdowns for implementation of total control. In this phase, they will establish what's called a climate governance commission. And so we've heard about this, we've talked about this, that we were afraid that the World Health Organization would come in and declare a climate emergency. Those were the rumors we were getting out of Davos. Well, it looks like we were really right, but it's much worse than what we had heard. Climate declaration of planetary emergency. Lockdowns for implementation, establishing the Climate Governance Commission, are called the CGC, and they'll include things like climate reparations. So they've said this for a long time, and I've heard this, and I never thought they'd be able to implement this. I mean, I underestimated this, where they can take money from you, they can tax you in your nation as being an American, and they can take a good chunk of money and give it to a third world country that we deemed to have violated their climate sovereignty. That's called climate reparations. Now, if they're going to do that climate reparations, do you not think they'll do it in the United States, where if you're a white person, you're going to be paying reparations to non-white people? We've heard the talk in liberal circles and universities. I think that's the next step. Now, that, I haven't read that in this, but to me, it seems like a natural progression. 50% of reduction by carbon by 2030. 50% on an implementation basis. In other words, progressive. By this date, you'll have this low. And I told you, home mitigation will be required, or you'll be out of your home. My home's paid off. Tough luck. Tough luck. You are going to be out of your home. Here's something that's really interesting. We've talked about this, and I have made this exact statement, have I not? That the powers that be on the planet glorify every lifestyle, unusual, different, perverse, choose your adjective, but they embrace every lifestyle that does not end in procreation and children. Correct? Okay, let's just go back to the Olympics opening ceremony that has so many people upset. Boy, I'll tell you, you know what that opening ceremony was? It was basically a declaration of victory over humanity, a declaration of victory over mankind. The Last Supper, Jesus telling the disciples, you need to go out, you need to spread the word about the glory of God. Instead, what'd they do? They brought in transgenders. They didn't even have 12 disciples of Jesus. They had 13, whatever they were, and a mockery of Jesus. These people are going to burn in hell one day, but until then, we're going to be burning ourselves on this planet. And then they had guillotines. This is one thing that really caught my attention, and I didn't get this the first time through. The second time through the opening ceremonies, they showed a guillotine. Did you know that Barack Obama brought in 11,000 guillotines in his administration? He also brought in a lot of hydrogen cyanide from Brazil, which is what the Nazis used to kill the Jews in the showers in the death camps. The guillotine was a statement. You have the mockery of Christians, and then you have the guillotine. Do you need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what they're telling you? Do I really need to explain it to you? And you know, the modern guillotines that they brought in, they can behead 300 people an hour. I think it's something like they can kill 30 million people a day. I did the math somewhere, and like I said, it was years ago when I did it, but it was some ridiculous number. Are you laughing now? I felt it in my spirit. Doug Thornton and his wife and I last night had a three-way conversation. And they said, "Are you troubled in your spirit?" Doug and I were talking about this. And I said, "You know, Doug, I've been waking up at 2:30 in the morning. I've had the impending feelings of doom. I'll talk about these negative things. But people that know me privately, well, if I was playing in a game, I'm going to win. If I was coaching in a game, I'm going to win. If I'm taking on a business deal, I'm going to try to help everybody win so we can all benefit." You know, and that's optimism. And there's nothing that I take on that I really take on like, gee, I hope it works. I take it on, we're going to make it work. And people who know me personally know that that's true. And yet I've got this feeling of foreboding. In fact, it's interesting, after I was taking on the co-conspirators behind the Trump assassination, my son and I were driving home from the gym late at night, very late at night. And in my remote rural area, we don't have a lot of traffic at midnight. And that's what time we were coming home. And so we turn about 6.5 miles from where we live off this main thoroughfare that runs north through the state, and going up this two-lane road, cows run free, open range, no street lights, and we're being followed. And so we go to where we have to turn in to approach our home, and we take the first turn, and they take the first turn. We take the second turn, and even my son noticed, "Dad, we're being followed." And see, this is very unusual because we don't get this kind of thing late at night out where we live at all. So I said, "Yeah, I think you're probably right." And we bypassed where I should have turned to go to my house. They turned to go to my house. And it was like I just had a holy you-know-what moment. So we swoop around and take a back way in. And I observe them sitting in a circular driveway of someone about a quarter of a mile for us with their engine running. So I tried not to make a big deal about it, you know. So you get home. I'm not done with this. I go back out and I'm prepared, if you know what I mean. And so I'm working my way down to them, trying to stay concealed. But I wasn't real concealed because when I got spotted, they sped off at an extremely high rate of speed. And I take this as the purge is coming for people like me. In fact, I've had this discussion with Doug, with Sarah Westall. I've had this discussion recently with Lisa Haven, Paul Preston. And Paul and I have talked about this a number of times. The president of the New California Movement, most popular digital show in America, Agenda 21 Radio. Paul and I probably talk 2 or 3 days a week, and this often comes up in our discussions. Folks, we know they're coming for us, but they're also going to come for you. They're going to come for the purveyors of information they don't like, and then they're going to come for people who follow them closely. And they know where you visit. They know how long you're on a site, what you're reading, what you're looking at, and you have a threat matrix score that I just described earlier. I think the following that I had 4 nights ago is a warning sign. Okay, let me continue on with this Summit of the Future, our common agenda, set to launch September 22nd and 23rd, 7 weeks from now. You know they're into eugenics. This is the Nazi model. But eugenics actually started here in our country with the early breed of psychologists, John Watson and so forth. But eugenics, who can breed, who can't, selective breeding. And so they're going to make it so you may never have children if you're young. You may never be a grandparent. And they're basically going to decide who gets to breed and who doesn't. As they force you out of your home, where are you going to live? Well, this is what we've been talking about. World Economic Forum, 15-minute cities. And we have this group in America. It's called the C40 cities. And a little less than 100 major cities belong to this. And they've agreed to all these things we've talked about. Well, it's here in this summit. This is kind of like the unified field theory of subjugation of humanity going forward. This is everything we've talked about under one house. And this is no longer speculation, rumor. This is absolutely the way that they want it to be. I say over my dead body. They have declared, and this is part of their justification for eugenics, that mankind is the enemy of the planet. We've heard this out of the UN and their climate change fanatics for years. We've been called the human pox. And we have heard, I remember Lizard Professor from the University of Texas, I forget his name, he said, we need to do away with 90% of the planet. Well, so did the royal family. So did Jacques Cousteau. Anyone who's had any association with the globalists have called for roughly a 90% reduction in humanity. Some of it's going to be obtained through eugenics, and I believe some of it's going to be leveled towards doing away with Christians, which are what, about 2 to 3 billion people on this planet. I'm not joking when I say this, people. I mean this sincerely. They are coming for Christians. This is a war against Christ. This is the establishment of the hierarchy they need to have the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the tribulation, particularly the last 3.5 years of hell on earth. That's what this is. This is how I see this. Global surveillance is interesting. I never anticipated it to be this direct, but global surveillance is going to come in under the auspices of the World Health Organization. That's what their documents for the Summit of the Future are telling us. In other words, everything's going to be digitized, everything about you, your health, your wealth, everything's going to be in a chip that you're forced to take. Yeah, I think there's a real good chance this is Mark of the Beast stuff. And the Bible's quite clear, the book of Revelation. You take the Mark of the Beast, you're going to hell. You have sealed your fate. And some of us are going to be forced into making a decision. Short-term life here, eternity with God. I'm not joking when I say all these things I've just outlined for you. And I've made a dent in this. I haven't even exposed the whole thing. But I had to make this palatable for one presentation. Global surveillance by the WHO. Wish it was the rock group. We won't get fooled again, but no, we're talking the WHO is the World Health Organization. And they're anything but scientific. Climate change is anything but scientific. but it's going to be used the excuse to take everything away from you. You know, I mentioned earlier today, I was watching local Channel 3 in Phoenix the other night, last night actually. And I just caught it on the way out. It was on, somebody had been watching it in the house. And they talked about the relationship between tree bark and climate change. And I thought, how much more ridiculous are we going to get? But this is their obsession. They're using this as an excuse to take everything away from you. This is total dehumanization of every person on the earth, except for the controlling class. Well, let me tell you what I think the logical end conclusion is here. And I have not come across this yet. And this is one of the reasons I have a call in to my friend Pat Wood, because he's such an, he is the expert on technocracy. He is the guy. And I think transhumanism enters in here. The elite are trying to meld man and machine for longevity. And they've made some progress. I mean, look how long these bastards live, right? Kissinger, Rockefeller, Brzezinski, they've all lived over 100 years. But they're looking for more permanent solutions to almost gain eternal life. This is their answer for not having to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ to have eternal life there. They're trying to do it through transhumanism. And this is why they have a war on Christianity. This is satanically inspired. And this comes down to a spiritual war. Now, everything I've said up to this point speaks to the physical world and how you're going to be deprived and controlled. But ultimately, this is a war for your soul. You will not have transhumanism available to you. You will not. You'll continue to be poisoned, so you have a shortened life. We should be living to be 120 years of age. According to people that study longevity, all-cause mortality, you should be living to be about 120, which actually matches as the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. God says, I will limit humans to live 120 years, paraphrase of Genesis 6, I believe it is. This is where this is going. You're going to have transhumanists. And so let's go up. Why are they unafraid of AI? Because these, quote, humans or fallen angels that took human wives, and these are our descendants of this group, which is my belief, they are intertwined with AI. They don't need to fear AI, but AI will be surveilling you in ways we can't even think of. And we will have a greatly reduced population, and this will become a prison planet. I will have much more on this as we gain more information. But I want to stress this to you. They're voting on this September 22nd, September 23rd, to join world government. Our common agenda, summit of the future. And I just outline some, not all, some of the major points. My personal feeling, I'm not violent. But when it comes to resisting Satan, and this ultimately what this is, I'll use any means possible. I've never advocated for the overthrow of my government, the killing of public officials. In fact, actually, I pray for the safety of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I don't want to see them assassinated. Nations fall apart when that kind of crap happens. I have never advocated for harm to come to Barack Obama, as evil as he is, and as much as he is Satan's servant. But they bring this BS to us. I believe we have the right to self-defense because they're going to kill a hell of a lot of us in this process. This is not conspiracy theories, people. This is publicly available information that was just released. Our common agenda, summit of the future. Sorry. Sorry, this is not clickbait. This is maybe I was born 20 years too late because I wished I didn't have to go through this, but we don't get to choose that. I've talked about this before. I would prefer repentance, revival, and we become Nineveh and get God's blessing again instead of Sodom and Gomorrah and get this crap. I would prefer that, to push the end days, so to speak, the tribulation off to future generations somewhere in the future and live out a natural life. That is my preference as a human being. But what we want is not necessarily what God is going to ordain to happen, given the circumstances, the depravity of humanity. Can you imagine you have the Olympics and you're mocking the Lord Jesus in the Last Supper? Do you understand how bad that is? Just for a second, try to imagine how God views this. Now, it's hard to imagine how the Creator views things because he's so far beyond us. But just in this one narrow sliver, I think we can kind of get a feeling. You're mocking my son. You're mocking what will lead to the salvation of humanity. In other words, the creation of the mission for the disciples. You're mocking this. You're mocking the creation of communion, communing with God. The broken body and bread, the blood spilled in the wine. Usually in churches, it's grape juice. It's fine. But you're mocking all this. And then you're declaring war in this ceremony of international attention with guillotine. I don't know how much more clear that I have to make this to be. This is the end of humanity as we know it. This is the tribulation if we allow it to go through. And I will resist this every inch of my fiber. We'll talk to you later. A lot to consider. Please share this far and wide. Hey, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we just dropped a bombshell on you, and it's a truthful bombshell. And it's going to be going out over social media. We're going to put it out on all of our venues here in the next 24 hours. And effectively, what we talked about was the end of America, the end of humanity as we know it. I mean, the end of humanity, basically reducing us to caged animals with the UN Summit of the Future, our common agenda, convening at the United Nations in New York, September 22nd, September 23rd. The sponsoring agencies are the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Open Society of George Soros, and the Club of Rome. What could possibly go wrong? It's amazing, isn't it? It truly is. This has direct bearing on Donald Trump in this election, and this is going to dominate what alternative media does. I haven't seen anything on this in alternative media, and my apologies to anyone who has dutifully covered this. I just have missed it. I apologize. And if you're hearing me say this, you go, "Well, Dave, I've done this. I did this 3 days ago." Please send it to me. And I want to give you all the credit that you deserve. But I don't see anything out here on this in a comprehensive manner. As I said earlier, I have a call into my friend Pat Wood, who is the guru, the go-to guy for technocracy, and that's ultimately what this is. I walk away from this with the faith of Jesus Christ, but they're going to impose Mark of the Beast on you, and that's just one small element. I am not submitting. I will forcefully resist. Forcefully. Now, to you people that want to come and get people for insurrection, I'm saying I'll forcibly resist the United Nations. I didn't say the US government. The US government signs on to that, then I'm going to have to reevaluate my position. And all people need to be told this. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's really true. But let's talk about who could save us and what he obviously knows from what he has said. But what probably lies in his future, and I'm talking about Donald John Trump. We're going to talk about him in regard to this summit of the future where we vote away our rights, vote away our possessions. But you don't get to vote. No. Some bureaucrat at the UN is going to vote on your behalf. 190 nations deciding on world government in 7 weeks. We'll focus on Donald Trump, right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the best that there is, and I do mean it's the best that there is. And what I mean by best is you can get outside the system, and you need to be outside this satanic system that's coming. Absolutely. Gold and silver are the way to go. They're going to be using gold and silver on the other side. And they are going to limit you from getting gold and silver. And I think you see why now. If you heard the last broadcast, you know exactly why. If you heard that previous segment when I said they're going to take this, 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 and this, gold and silver is how you protect yourself right now. Oh, there's other things you do to protect yourself too. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, gold and silver. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet. Now, if you feel the urgency because we now have a deadline on our freedom, I'd call Noble Gold during the next set of business hours. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Now, the FTC wants me to give you a warning. All investments carry inherent risk. We agree with giving that warning. We give it in good faith. We should also be giving another warning. Your banks can steal from you. Dodd-Frank 2010, you're an unsecured creditor. They're the primary holder of your assets once you put it in the bank, both retirement and both with your bank account. And also, too, the New World Order is your enemy and seriously wants to depopulate you and yours. And so that should be the warning. Anyway. 877-646-5347. Let's get down to what Trump has said. He called climate change the green scam in his nomination acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. I thought, whoa, you're really stepping out there, Donald. It is a scam. He's right. It is a scam. It lacks science. It's all about we vote on this, so therefore it is true. Yeah. You know, they did that. The original climate change BS, which was tied into what they called global warming at the time. Kyoto, Japan, 1997. And they were voting on whether mankind, oh, excuse me, they were having a 7-day conference on whether mankind contributed to global warming. Well, what they did, they had 6 days of debauchery and immoral partying and so forth. I mean, these are the stories that come out. I guess they had some wild times and some pretty good satanic rituals, too. And then on the 7th day, it was like, holy crap, we got to vote on something here. So we can't just walk away empty-handed. People paid a lot of money for us to come here and party. So let's pretend we've done something. So, does man contribute to global warming? Well, they didn't have any scientific studies they put forth. They voted on it. Well, I think all of you have had enough science in school, maybe as early as the 3rd or 4th grade, that you know that science is not about consensus. Science is about replicable research done several times, getting the same results, and then you can start forming conclusions based on probability. See, science doesn't prove anything. It gives you the likelihood that something is true. You know how you tell that? I'll give you a real quick tip. At the end of all scientific research, you have what they call a level of significance formula. P equals less than 0.05 is often how it's expressed. And that means you got good research. That means that if you did the research over again, you're going to find that your results are due to chance less than 5% of the time. So the probability is that this is probably true. That's how you establish that. Well, they didn't do that at Kyoto. What they did was vote. Like somehow these megalomaniacs in their ivory towers think that their vote can supersede science. And the other thing too is think about the logic behind climate change for a second. I honestly want you to think about this. We're so arrogant, or they are, not me. They're so arrogant that they think that they can outsmart Mother Nature. This is crazy. Let me give you another example. It was about 15, 12, 15 years ago that all the North American airport runways had to readjust true north-south 1 degree because the planet's going through a slight shift. And we appear to be entering a mini ice age, hopefully not a major one in our lifetime, but a mini ice age. And so they had to adjust north-south readings. Well, what that means is if you're on a true north, okay, you're going to have a buildup of ice and snowfall and glaciers, and polar bears will proliferate. But where the old north was, 1 degree away, you're going to start to see a little reduction in ice mass and polar bears suffering a little bit if they're having their environment turned upside down. But they see, they don't tell you about the true north, and now it's just that the phenomena of ice and glaciers and little polar bears, aren't they cute? They're at the true north, as healthy as ever. The old true north, well, yeah, there's some degradation, but they talk about the degradation without talking about the shift. It's purposely deceitful. And I'll take you through another walk down memory lane real quickly before we get to Donald Trump. In 2008, emails were hacked by anti-global warming activists, and they hacked into East Anglia University in the UK and Penn State University in the USA. And there were communications between the two groups, and they were bemoaning that their data did not reflect global warming. What would the world say if they really found out that the temperatures of the Earth over the last 20 years have gone down slightly? Oh my goodness. And this came out, huge scandal, but no one got fired. No one got prosecuted for fraud, misuse of, like in Penn State appropriated money. Nope, nothing happened there at all. But here's what they had to do. The globalists that want to use this as an excuse to take over the planet and make you a depopulated slave having an early demise, these people decided, well, global warming's kind of been exposed now. So what we have to do is it's climate change. If it's cooler, which is what was going on then, it's due to climate change. If it's a little warmer, it's due to climate change. If you have a tornado, it's climate change. If you have a hurricane, it's climate change. And what they don't do is they don't take the last 100 years or 500 years and compare it to the previous 100 or 500 year cycles. That's how you would do the research, but they don't do that. They look at any weather anomaly that comes along that's been very natural since the beginning of this planet, and they use that as climate change. Actually, it was a pretty brilliant move. It was the 24/7 excuse for anything to promote the BS of taking over everything you own and taking control of you as well. So that's how we ended up with the term climate change. And I thought you should know this. Oh, these people get so pissed when I say this. I actually had to go to a conference one time. This is when I was teaching at a college. And for some dang reason, and I was already in the media at this time, but for some reason, they invited me to go to this conglomeration of colleges in which Arizona State University was talking about the rolling out of their climate change undergraduate and graduate programs. I heard that and I said, oh, flush twice. It's a long way to the bullshit factory. I went there. So I'm sitting next to this English professor. She and I were friends. And they're starting to say their nonsense. And I'll get into a couple of the nonsense things I said. She looks at me and she can see that I'm starting to get a little anxious and I'm ready to unleash. She knew me pretty well. She's kicking me under the table. Nah, Dave, don't. And then this ass clown from one of the colleges in the audience, why he was allowed to say this, I don't know. But he said, yeah, we've looked at the ASU stuff that we're adopting. And he said, you people teaching these young adults, you need to stop teaching them about American exemplarence. We're an oppressive nation. We're a racist nation. We are the worst thing that's happened to this planet. This did cause a little, speaking to each other. You heard a little rumble in the crowd, and I couldn't resist. So I had to speak up because that's what I do. And I said, I want to respond to what you just said. It's not that we have a perfect history, we don't. But our history is far more perfect than any other nation you could compare us to. And to show you how great this nation is, you're speaking treason against the United States of America. You're desecrating our history and many of the great people that have made this country what it is. And yet, because we have a First Amendment, you have the right to make a complete jackass out of yourself. I got some laughter and I got a couple of boos. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been afraid to speak the truth. And unfortunately, I should say, fortunately, the people I associate with, my inner circle, like Sarah, Paul, Doug, so forth, these people, they aren't afraid to speak their mind either. In fact, sometimes Doug puts me to shame with his bluntness, and I love it. I appreciate it. I had Jamie Walden on my show recently. Same thing. Jamie pulls no punches. I agree with him about 95% of the stuff, but I love it even when I don't disagree with him because you know where Jamie Walden stands, and I can respect that and I can appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We've been manipulated. The universities have been conquered. They're now in the woke business. They're not in the scientific, let's educate you business. Not very much. Not very much. And I was talking to Lisa Haven yesterday, and her daughter's being enrolled at the University of Arizona. Lisa said, "Yeah, I'm pretty distressed because she's got to take those classes in diversity and bullshit." And, think about when you went. Did you have to do that? No, you didn't. Of course not. Okay, now let's focus on Donald John Trump. Climate change is the green scam, is what he said. Now, Donald Trump has been so clear on the nonsense of climate change. I love the green scam comment. And he's been very clear too. He'll take us out of the World Health Organization. If we go back to my notes here, global surveillance will be conducted by the World Health Organization. So the only thing I can think of, it's going to be a biometric chip and so forth. Well, it doesn't matter. If Trump was elected, we'd be out of the World Health Organization. We'd be out of the Paris climate change. And I actually think eventually he'd get us out of what? The United Nations. I think he also would get us out of NATO, which we should be out of. Let the Europeans take care of themselves since they want to go to American residents like Elon Musk and say what he can and can't say. Fine. You guys just go pound sand and be off by yourself. And when the Russians and Chinese come for you, good luck. Good luck. They're calling Trump an isolationist president, like that's an insult. But what's interesting about that comment is if we go back to George Washington and his farewell address, we forget this and no one talks about it anymore because it doesn't fit the global agenda. He warned us against foreign entanglements. And he's right, we've been in two world wars because of entanglements with Europe. In World War I, we were trading with both sides. And of course, the global growing industrial base in the world prior to World War II led to that conflict and our involvement. George Washington was right. He also had his vision, and I think his vision was for our time. Our nation's 7 weeks away from formally being over. Oh, we'll still have the flag and we'll still have, Congress and the president and the Supreme Court, but they're going to be overridden. And this is actually an attempt. And this is where people who tell me Donald Trump is not for real, and I have friends that say this, and I just say respectfully to my friends, when he came into office, we had passed something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP for short. And basically, it was a 23-person business council that could have overridden anything the Supreme Court, both houses of Congress, and the executive branch of the government, namely the president, could have done. Everything state and local, county, gone. No autonomy whatsoever. And Trump came in and wiped that out immediately. So those who say He's a closet globalist. I have to respectfully disagree with you. He's already shown, and now he's saying green scam. He's talking about ending the war in Ukraine, which means breaking off from NATO. No World Health Organization. He did that in his first term. And not only that, we would not have anything to do with the World Economic Forum. Pretty interesting. And I think that the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Club of Rome, Open Society by George Soros, they should be declared to be domestic terrorists and prosecuted accordingly. And I could see Trump eventually doing that. Now you're saying, well, Dave, that's really hopeful. It is, except for one thing. These people have already tried to kill him. We've talked about the cover-up that's taken place with Christopher Wray. He's the Alan Dulles of our day. We've talked about the cover-up within the Secret Service and Kim Cheadle and her alliances with the Cheneys that brings in the Carlyle Group. And now we get into the Atlantic Council, then we get into CNAS. All of a sudden, now we're into globalist deep state operations. That's who wants Trump dead. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, they want Trump dead. And you know, one of the things I've often thought about too, Congress has usually been quick through our history to come after trusts. They might give them 10, 20 years, but eventually they come for them and they break them apart. Standard Oil, the baby bells of the 1970s. But here you have BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, which I believe Trump will try to break up. And Congress hasn't made a move on these people. You know why I think that's true? Number one, because asset management is almost universally controlled by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard together, interlocked. But also, they control Congress. All your corporate campaign donations have BlackRock written on them because of their asset management of 92% of this country. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. 74% is BlackRock alone. So they should be breaking these groups up because of antitrust laws, but they're not. And I think it's because Congress has resigned themselves. We're having world government. And aren't I a proud participant? And you know what it's world government's based on? Child trafficking. They tolerate it. HSBC Bank. Oh, no, they don't tolerate it. They participate in it. Fentanyl poisoning of American citizens. Destruction of the American economy. You know, as economics fail, mental illness rises. And I'm actually going to cover that in a later segment. And it's true. And we're going crazy. We see it with road rage. And I'm going to really develop that idea. But we live in a failed nation because of globalist policies that Joe Biden has followed. No, no energy. Well, when you have an energy-based economy, the best in the world, and you take that away, you have destroyed your country. And that's what Joe Biden's done. Not only that, he's owned by China. I mean, could it get worse? We got the double whammy. Do you think that this administration is going to hesitate to sign us on to the summit of the future, world governance, submission to international taxes, and all the other restrictions I mentioned? Well, of course they're not. They hired the replacement for Kim Cheadle, this clown named Roe. He's responsible for day-to-day operations. He's just as responsible for the assassination attempt on Donald Trump as Kim Cheadle, if not more so. Here's my point. I pray this is not true, and I turn it over to the Almighty for his intervention. In Jesus' name, we pray that. But if we go down this course of action that we're on without divine intervention, Donald Trump's a dead man. They will never let him assume the presidency because of the summit of the future. It's world government. It's what they have really worked for now for over 100 years. And it's coming to fruition, and they're not going to let Donald Trump interfere in this. They will kill him. I don't see him making it to the election. Do you? Now, I would hope that we would collectively pray and Donald Trump survives, gets elected, and starts isolating America from these globalist organizations and leading a resurgence of national sovereignty on the planet. That's what I hope will happen. But I may as well, some days I feel, buy swampland in Florida. Pray for the safety of Donald Trump. Pray that this summit of the future falls on its absolute face and the people behind it are scattered to the four ends of the earth, just like the Tower of Babel. Pray that that happens because we may have 7 weeks of sovereignty left, and Donald Trump has a very limited lifespan. They've got to take him out. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.